Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chagiga, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Beishami Yemen, Beishami Seyme Vi and Shlamim, we bring the Shami Chagiga on Yom Tev, because people eat from it. But the Ein Saimchin Aleyah, can't do Smicha. The Smicha do before Yom Tev. Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah? According to the Beishami, it's not necessary to do Smicha followed by Shchita. Avoloi Oilis, but you can't bring the carbon Oilis Yachid, even the Oilis Riyah on Yom Tev. So when am I supposed to bring it? Well, you can be mashlim during some of the other days of Yom Tov. Ubeisil, I mean the Beisil say, Mevi'in, you can bring the Shami Chagiga, the Oiles, and the Oiles Riyah on Yom Tov. The only thing you cannot bring on Yom Tov are Nedarim and Adavis. If you promise to bring a carbon, so you can't bring it on Yom Tov. But if the Torah tells you be makavit on Yom Tov, then you're makavit on Yom Tov. Not only that, v'soimchen aleihem, you do smicha on Yom Tov. Because the option of doing smicha before Yom Tov doesn't exist according to the Beisil. Smicha has to be done right before Shechita. Okay, so let's try to put things into perspective. And we'll do a little bit chazara on this Mishnah and on previous Mishnahs. How many karbanos does every individual in Klal Yisrael have to bring on Yom Tov? If you answered 3, then you're right. There's the Oilas Riyah, which is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. There's the Shalmei Chagiga, which is a Shlamim Lekavod Yom Tov. And what was the third one? Shalmei Simcha, to make sure that there's enough meat for all the people. What other karbanos are brought on Yom Tov? Well, there are the karbanos Sibur, like the Musafim. Some are Chatai, some are Oilais. Vade, the carbon Musaf, were makriv on Yom Tov. Even on Shabbos, were makriv the carbon Musaf. Those are called karbanos Shezmanam Kvua. They have a set time. So, the carbon Musaf, for sure, you're makriv on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shalmei Chagiga, as well as the Shalmei Simcha, according to most, for sure you can be makriv on Yom Tov, because you eat the meat. So it's like anything that you can process on Yom Tov. It's Tzarich Lechol Nefesh. The Machloikis is in regard to the carbon Oilas Riyah. Here you don't eat the meat. It gets consumed on the Mizbeach. So the Beis Shammai say, it's okay to bring the Shlam on Yom Tov, as long as you don't do Smicha, because the Smicha could have been done before Yom Tov, but you cannot bring on Yom Tov the Oilas. Even the Oilas Riyah that you're supposed to bring on Yom Tov, say the Bishami, only Chala Shal Mayad. But the Torah says to bring it on Yom Tov. Okay, so bring it on Chala Mayad. They dash it from a Pasuk. Hu levadei yasa lachem? Lachem, avolei legvaya. The Beisil disagree with the Bishami. And they disagree on 2 counts. First of all, they say you could bring the Oilas Riyah on Yom Tov. Of course, the Beisil agree with the Bishami, you could bring the Shlamim, but they say even the Oilas Riyah on the first day. And they also say you can do Smicha on the Shlamim and on the Oilas. Because they hold, tekev l'smicha shchita, there's no choice. You have to do smicha right before the shchita. And if you're allowed a shech, you're allowed to do smicha. Again, which would be the karbanos? Is it both Beis Shammai and Beisil would agree you cannot bring on Yom Tov? Shammai nedarim and adava is a personal shlamim that a person donated on his own. Even though part of the carbon the person is eating, but because there really is no zman kvu over here at all, it's just convenience that you're bringing it, so we don't bring it on Yom Tov.